Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Who was Billy the Kid and what was the story of his life? That's what every Jordan, Jesse, Go episode is about.
This week, Alien? We'll get to the bottom of the theory that's blowing up Reddit.
Jordan, you left the subtitle out when you said the title of this week's episode. Subtitle is Unlikely.
Right, sure. I'm hoping Brian will add that to the metadata.
You know what? I also have been, I've been checking out Reddit/r/ The
who
kid.
Was Billy the Kid?
Yeah, who was Billy the Kid? I've been checking out some of the great posts there, and there were a ton of
and
great
it was,
posts.
I actually saw it was a cross post with r/ who was really an alien.
Yeah.
Cross post.
Yeah, it's a cross post. And also with r/ hot wife.
Yeah. Right.
Like cuckoldry without the shame mm-hmm. element.
Sure. Space cuckoldry.
Cucks in space.
There's no shame in space.
So here's my thought.
Yeah.
The post on Reddit this week was so exhaustive,
right.
So extensive, so fantastic.
And it also went into the fact that all of the Pixar films happen in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
That was really like, I mean, it's a fun tangent.
Yeah.
But I don't, not exactly related.
Yeah. I like to play 6 degrees of Tony Shalhoub.
Sure. It's fun, too.
So there's a lot of fun things you can do
yeah.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's my thought. We were going to cover the alien stuff on this week's program, but given how well covered it was on
right.
Reddit.
It would just be redundant. It would be us reading it.
Yeah. I actually
maybe
don't
leaving
even
out the Pixar stuff.
You know, it's funny. Our show has that subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
On Reddit, and I don't even follow the darn thing. I just ran into it in /r/ hot wife.
Right. You seem to spend a lot of time on r/hot wife.
Yeah, well, you know, I got no shame.
Sure, that's true.
Got no shame.
Yeah.
Got no
up
shame.
Up there in space.
So,
yes, okay. So, I mean, it seems like our topic this week has been pretty thoroughly torpedoed by the sleuths over at Reddit.
Yeah.
The amateur sleuths.
Yeah, I love sleuths.
Mm-hmm.
Professional and amateur.
Sure.
And pro-am.
Right, pro-am sleuths.
You ever go down to the park and check out the pro-am sleuth league?
Yeah.
A lot of NBA players in there.
Yeah, look, I like to watch an NCAA gumshoe from time
uh-huh.
to time.
So Baron Davis is making a comeback mm-hmm. in the pro-am sleuth league.
Mm-hmm. RC pro-am, of course. Nintendo game about racing remote control cars.
Dude, that's a fucking dope game.
It is good, yeah.
Anyway,
a little hard to control.
Here's my thinking. Well, you got to get
the tightest
you gotta
controls.
You got to get knobby tires.
Yeah,
that's your problem. You didn't spend the money to get the knobby tires.
And you know what? Getting knobby tires also a good tip for hot wifing. Got to get those knobby tires.
So
for when you're giving it to a dude's hot wife,
here's my thinking, Jordan.
Yeah.
I say that instead of doing the Billy the Kid stuff this week,
right.
we take a week off and we just spend this week shooting the breeze with, because my friend Ricky Carmone is here this week.
Great guy.
And I don't think he's a big Billy the Kid head. So mm-hmm. we could loop him in on a just kind of general fun chat. Maybe, you know, he hosts the Max Fun Film Podcast. Film podcast, Kushacha,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he's got some film opinions he could share with us.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Or maybe we could just, maybe we could just talk about Café Bustelo, his favorite kind of coffee that is the only subject of all of his social media posts.
let the record show that Ricky Carmona did some sort of coffee dance when that was brought up. Ricky, welcome to the show. Tell me about this coffee.
Oh, yeah, it is a pleasure to be here. I am a little disappointed in myself. I didn't have time to have a cup of Café Bustelo today.
Mm-hmm.
But Café Bustelo is a Cuban coffee brand that I can't remember what the gentleman's name is, but...
Fidel Castro.
Thank you very much, Jesse. started this little
Tito
coffee
Puente.
Shop. Tito Puente. It started, I don't know why I said it Italian. Yeah. That was weird.
Hey, Tito Puente. Hey, it's me, Senor Cruz. Who wants some of my famous ragu?
Let's go.
It's me, Willy Chirino. I got the beefaroni. Cafe Bustelo was huge in New York, and then it just spread across the country from there. I mean, I watched my parents drink it growing up, and it was just – it was not Folgers or any or Senka in our house. It was Café Bustelo, and you drink it, and it just has the power, bro, when you drink it. It just – you don't need a lot of it, man. You get one little cup in you during the day.
It's one of those tiny cups that they drink in other countries.
Oh, yes, sir. I don't know if they use Café Bustelo in the coffee that I drink, but it is very – it's the little small coffee. You get your cortado.
Sure.
You get your cafecito. It's a little tiny one. And it's going to treat you right. I have a big-ass cup of it myself when I drink it.
Your tolerance has increased.
Yeah, very much.
Your Bustelo tolerance.
I feel like Bustelo and loose sometimes.
Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers.
Thank you, my man.
So, Ricky, I think it is amazing that 65 years or whatever it is after the Cuban Revolution,
yes,
Cuban Americans still have like 17 Cuban thing brands that somehow exist because they like brought the printing presses over on a boat when shit looked like it was going down. They're like, we've got to save iron beer. Recipe. Eat the recipe. We'll dig it out of your leavings.
It's exactly true. Like, people be like, well, how do you get it to taste so authentic? Well, we actually brought the only machine of that makes this kind of coffee. We brought it over with us, and it was only used in this shop. So you either have to come to this shop to use it, or we will give you, some form of like fifth generation. You're not going to know all the ingredients. There's like seven ingredients.
Right.
We'll give you six, and then the seventh one is like
sure.
Our little.
Yeah, figure it out. I definitely am concerned about the strengthening of modern coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. I have a cup as we speak.
Oh yeah, you do.
I love to start my day. Sometimes if I need a little pep,
sure.
In the evening, I have a cup of coffee. But it seems like in the past 5 years, coffee is like weaponized. I feel like, and you have to be so careful with iced coffee.
Yeah,
because an iced coffee, it's a drink. It's a cup of coffee over ice. But if you say iced coffee and they give you a cold brew, I would rather be in public on cocaine. I had to apologize at an office once because I ordered an iced coffee on the way in, got some sort of, atomic cold brew
sure.
Fuck you blend.
Yes.
From out of the back of a converted trolley, actually. And I got into work and like
it was,
5 minutes into
it was a very affordable way to get a place to sell the coffee.
Sure.
The main cost was laying the track to
right.
get
that's
it.
The, right, exactly.
Because you're one place for lunch, you're one place for breakfast.
It's mm-hmm. a whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to apologize to the office. I'm like, hey, I feel really weird and I think you're all looking. I had too much coffee. I would rather be stoned. Anyway, I feel like there should be a meter or something.
Yeah,
because you never know how it's going to affect you.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to lie, I am a traditionalist when it comes to my coffee. I don't go the iced coffee route.
Yeah.
If I'm going crazy, my crazy coffee drink.
Yeah, tell us, what's it like when you're going crazy?
I have a peppermint mocha from Starbucks.
Oh, that sounds nice.
That is my crazy, nice. Woo,
yeah.
Look at
once
me.
A
I'm a madman. No, not once a year. As many times as I can when I'm at Starbucks.
Oh, so constantly.
Yeah.
At each time you're at
each
Starbucks?
Each time at Starbucks. They're like, oh, it's a seasonal drink. Understood. I see that you have a bottle of peppermint right there, though.
Right.
And I'm going to order a mocha. Now, could you please put that peppermint in the mocha? No whipped cream. Boom, we made it.
Wow.
That's what's up.
And you shut down their fucking seasonal.
Well,
access.
I mean, I don't say like an asshole. No. You know, I'm very
No, you're a sweet guy.
You know, I try to. But
no, Ricky's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, a little bit. As soon as they question,
yeah,
I'm like.
Asshole, Ricky Carmona.
Oh. I went and had coffee with a friend on Friday. And he was like, oh, look. And it was called Latin something something ice cold brew. And I just started laughing right away. Like, there is no way. I know no Latinos who drink that drink right there. If I would explain to my mom,
right.
Mom, it's coffee. It's cold. Don't freak out.
Maybe
it's
cold. Maybe it just means it was – maybe in Latin they mean like the dead language. Maybe that's what they were getting at. Sic Semper Java. I don't know. It's the only Latin I know.
Now, they ordered it, and I tried it. It was delicious. It was absolutely delicious. But I had my little espresso. I had a cortadito, which is like your little tiny espresso-y coffee, and I was like, feeling great.
Ricky, speaking of, fun situation recently, I ran into you at the grocery store.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yes. I remember
and
this.
I love running into a friend at the grocery store.
Oh, man.
It's real fun.
Highlight of the
and
day.
And then you see you talk, you leave, and then you see him later on, and you go, are you stalking me? Which is fun. I'm the first guy to ever do that.
Congratulations,
thank
Jordan.
You. Yeah, I've got that rolling.
Is that how you got that medal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that solid gold?
It is. And underneath it is I'm the first guy to point out that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, so I got multiple medals for my many accomplishments.
Look at that.
We have you to thank for that. Thank you for the start.
No problem.
The Die Hard.
Yeah, I'm just a clever guy. He knows a lot about movies. Flicks. I love them. I love flicks.
I like to call them flicks.
I love flicks.
Yeah.
When we were chatting, we're having a nice chat. I think
lovely
you had just seen David Lynch.
I had just seen David Lynch with my own eyes as I was crossing the street. I initially was cursing the person who was driving in this car because I was crossing the street and I could tell they wanted me to walk faster. And I was like, I'm taking my time. I'm
sure.
Crossing the street. Now, when I got to the corner and was going to head in the other direction, I look in the passenger side. Who's sitting in the passenger seat? The one and only David Lynch, y'all.
Lynchy.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, sir.
Lynchy's riding shotgun.
Yeah. And he could tell, like, my eyes lit up, and he could tell. So I gave him, like, the thumbs up.
This guy recognizes me.
Yeah, he, like, reached
well,
for his
time to yogic fly away.
Sure.
Oh, so I was just like riding on a high
from
seeing like I'm huge smile on my face. I walk in my local Ralph's, the one and only.
Here's Jordan.
Boom.
And I remember being
a twofer.
It's one of those things where you don't, you know, usually when you run into somebody at a grocery store, you're not necessarily chatting about what you're buying, but you kind of, you know, you're aware of that the other person has stuff. You're aware that you have stuff. And that, you know, while you're chatting, you're going to notice the stuff.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't know if you remember noticing this or not, but when we were talking, all I had in my cart was cat litter, toilet paper, and coffee. So I think I walked away going like, does Ricky think I just buy shit items? Are all my items kind of related to shit in some way? And he's like, boy, Jordan sure buys a lot of shit items at his local Ralph's.
I think we may have covered this subject before. Mm-hmm. On this show, but one of my core beliefs, if you will, is that there's
the Earth is flat.
There's no
learned about it on r/hotwife.
Yeah,
the Earth's flat. The wife's not.
There is no combination of items in the fast lane at the grocery store that is not. Basically a poem about sadness.
Right. any 15 or less grouping of things always paints the picture of a bad life.
Like you could be there, you could be just getting four candy bars.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what could be sadder than that? A person who's buying four candy bars and went to the grocery store for candy bars. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Those were literally the happiest items I could think of.
I think my all-time one, I recognize this about myself, and I'm like, people are noticing this. Cat litter and tequila. Is there...
That just shows
for sale baby shoes, never worn.
That just shows you know how to party and you care enough to help clean up.
That's true, yeah.
I thought of bird seed and candles. I see you with bird seed and candles.
Is,
I'm like,
yep,
oh, I don't know what ceremony you're preparing for,
right.
But oh my.
Also,
solstice is involved somehow.
Also, great grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, that's in our bird aisle.
I love that Ralph's myself. That's a good Ralph. I have reached the, well, I haven't reached the age. I'd say since I've lived here, which is 7 years now, I love going to the grocery store. I'm all about it. I take my time in there. I make my lists. When I'm like, you know what? We're going to spend some time. No preparation, Ricky. Let's just walk up and down the aisle and see what we want. Oh, big fan.
Yeah.
Salmon really came into my life this year, y'all.
Really?
Salmon.
Really? Oh, yes. How are you preparing the salmon? You're eating it raw.
I pick it up right there in the aisle, and I just start chewing
right,
at it.
Yeah.
I just
Ricky,
chew on
I
it.
Feel like the you are the man to answer my top salmon preparation question.
Oh, well, then I will try and be. It's very simple what I do. Very simple.
Okay, you know the song. I believe it's in the song "Broccoli." You know that song
by Drum?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah. I do.
In that song, there's this part where he says, "I'm eating." He's not an astonishingly brilliant lyricist generally, but this is a detail that has absolutely captured my heart. Which is, I think it's in that song. He says, "I'm eating salmon on a bagel on a square plate." That's like his example of how rich he is. Mm-hmm. And it is a perfect distillation of a particular idea of being rich. I love it so much. It's like perfectly observed. However, I need to know what's going on with Tim saying salmon instead of salmon, because right after I started noticing this and being upset about it, we were at the Chicago Podcast Festival. And I was backstage, and I was hanging out with these nice guys who do a podcast exclusively about Kanye West.
Ooh!
And their guest on it was I want to say it was not GLC the Knockout King. It was the other guy that was friends with Kanye at the very, very beginning. It wasn't Consequence.
Was it Big Sean?
No, this is pre-Big Sean.
Way before that.
Yeah. This is, okay, anyway.
Is this the Dissection Podcast?
Anyway, one of them brought the dinner in, and this guy is a Chicago guy, and he was ordered salmon, and the guy said, "Who had the salmon?" And he raised his hand. I had the salmon.
So these guys are just saying it normal. They're not doing it.
They're not doing it at all.
Not a bit.
What is amazing about it is it's one of those pronunciations, like all vowels in Baltimore, that I can't even reproduce it because it seems so crazy to say. But they said it so fluidly as though everyone says salmon.
Yeah.
And you're a Chicagoan, so I want to know, are there pockets of salmon sayers around Chicago?
In my household, it was said at home, it was salmon. That's how we say it. And then when I was in public amongst the people, I would say salmon.
Yeah.
That's –
These weren't Spanish speakers.
Chicagoans, though, when I am not in Chicago, this is when I hear, hey – you guys notice that you say certain words like this? And I'm like, oh, shit. I guess I didn't know that's how we pronounce it. I bet you there very much is a salmon population contingency.
Ricky, let me ask you another stupid Chicago question.
I thought that's what I was here for.
How do you feel about a Chicago-style deep dish pizza?
Huge fan.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Great.
They're amazing.
It's really great. Why is there a rivalry between these kinds of pizza?
It's a forced rival. It's a forced rivalry, I believe.
I don't have energy for regional food arguments anymore. It's like I would. Yeah, I just don't have it.
I don't either.
So it does. It feels so artificial.
Let me ask you, Jordan.
Yeah. Very much so.
Is Chicago deep dish style pizza a sandwich?
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah.
Is it a beverage?
Right. It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it is just these things that, like, I don't know, dudes do to each other. I don't know what it is. It's just like I need to have a weird argument that starts out fun but gets mean.
Yeah. I know what it is because I recently interviewed Star Wars director Rian Johnson on my podcast.
Okay.
and have received numerous informative tweets.
Oh, lots of good information in those.
So many thoughtful, informative tweets about the movie Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like it is like those start fun. They always start fun. It's like, I got this thing and we make it like this and you make it like this and it's different. Oh, you got to try it with this ranch dressing on pizza. Never. But then like 90% of dudes just get mean immediately and they get in your face. It's like, "Whoa, like this is fun. Like this is about tacos versus burritos or something, but why are you being a dick?" I don't know. It's just like
I remember the first time.
And deep dish pizza is like that. That one is that has a weird, like, propensity to get that way.
Who are the people opposed to that great? I'm not
sure.
All pizza is good.
Yeah,
it's the greatest food ever invented.
That's what I don't understand. Is like it's all delicious, and one of these has literally more deliciousness in it that you can enjoy.
And here's the thing. The guy, the fighter, the dickhead who's doing that, he knows that. I know he knows that. It's a dude. It's always a dude.
It's always a dude.
It's he.
It's always a dude.
He's got suspenders. It's a thing.
I've seen a lot of these fights go down on /r/hotwife.
He knows that, but he's doing the anyway. I can't.
No.
Yes, Chicago style deep dish is delicious.
It's delicious.
A New York slice
is delicious.
You fold it. Maybe you drip the grease. Maybe you don't. Also delicious.
Papa John is delicious.
Papa John.
Ooh, taste that.
I'll fight you about that. Papa John pizza sucks.
Taste that. No, I was talking about his donger.
I mean, when he dips that dong in the garlic sauce.
Oh,
Papa
garlic butter.
Come on now.
It's like a Christmas movie in your mouth. Oh, it's a mouthful of a Christmas movie.
Oh, it's a beverage.
Y'all didn't
wait,
come
so
here,
so you have a simple salmon recipe.
Here's I put a little bit of coconut oil in my pan there. Let that heat up for a bit.
Toast
up a bagel. We talked about this recently on the show. Coconut oil can also be used as a sexual lubricant. Go on.
But you're not supposed to use it for a sexual lubricant.
Is that what we learned?
Check that out at that point. Yeah. We learned you oughtn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have some emails to write.
I've done the very simple sea salt, crushed black pepper on each side. You know, turn it every 5 minutes until, like, you can see it's cooked. I've gone all in with rubbing ginger on there, some soy sauce, your lemon cracked pepper combo seasoning. You were talking earlier, saying about drawing with, like, the square plate. Depending on what seasoning I use, if I'm just going simple salt and pepper, I have a nice round white plate that I like to use for it. If I'm going in with the soy sauces and putting the lemon cracked pepper, I have a lovely kind of Latino floral plate that I use. I never put salmon on a square plate.
The plate has somewhat of a race.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's not fully racinated.
No. I have a Cuba poster that hangs in my place, and when I'm using that floral plate, I like to look over once in a while and say, yes, I feel like I'm back in the motherland
right now. Earlier when we were saying we were Cuban people in an Italian accent, and after I thought of Celia Cruz— I couldn't, literally the only Cuban person that I could get to come out of my head was former Florida Marlins first baseman Orestes Destrade. It was like all I could think of.
Listen, if you know some famous Cubans, why don't you tweet up to @GasStationTV?
I'm for as much as I'm all like woo 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 cafe bustelo, I legit thought it was a Puerto Rican coffee. I just had made the association cafe bustelo, New York, Boricua, boom.
As long as you know the difference between the sones, I think you're okay. One goes clonk, 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 and one goes clonk.
There's like one that's like on the four.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what the other one's on, but yeah, you better.
Los ritmos.
Sí. Ten cuidado.
Can I say something on the issue of corrections?
I would love something on the issue of the corrections.
So,
dear
of course,
Jonathan
the Jonathan Franzen novel about a family, I think. It's been a while since I read it. Yeah. Usually we like to, you know, on this show, we want people, you know, if they have corrections or, you know, thoughts on Star Wars The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. tweet them to @ Gas Station TV. But I don't want to encourage people to correct me, but I think in this case I got something so wrong that I think it would be irresponsible not to bring it up.
Oh, okay. This is above and beyond the coconut oil thing.
Yeah, this is which I don't know, stick it wherever.
I mean, there are so many people walking around right now, Jordan Jesse Go listeners, right. Coconut
butthole
clap.
coconut clap. Yeah. Sure. The old tropical itch.
They've got penile husking.
Sure. Right. We were talking,
itch.
I think it was with our buddy Kevin Avery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think someone had written in with the question about the like worst thing we've ever seen in a movie.
Okay.
And Ricky, as a guy who hosts a film podcast, please, I would like to, you know, if you have something on this topic,
sure,
please share.
I have something on Billy the Kid that you guys were mentioning earlier.
Sorry, not this week.
Cancel it.
Not this week.
Okay, my apologies.
Is it about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, it was Young Guns. I love the Young Guns. Yeah, as a kid. That's it. That's all I have on it. That's all I have on it.
Young Guns holds up.
Call it into the hotline.
Oh, I will. Okay, thank you.
And I said one of the worst things I've seen in movies is Van Wilder. Have you seen the movie Van Wilder?
I have not seen the movie Van Wilder.
It's a college shenanigans movie.
Yes.
That has an evil frat.
Okay.
You know, classic kind of waspy evil frat guys.
Sure.
And the schlub frat led by Van Wilder does a prank on them where they make a dog come inside donuts and then the evil frat guys eat it up. In this scene that is like where they are eating it with a zeal to where if they weren't eating cum, it would be weird. It's weirder because they're eating cum, but it's if you just saw someone eating like.
The fact that the cum is there is like, well, you could imagine seeing someone really going to town on some cum.
Sure. No, I know what's up, Brad.
I believe there's a genre dedicated to this.
Not everybody, right. But I think a lot of people. You know, there's a fair few who would really.
Yeah. Ooh, like a sauce from Tito Puente.
Buonasera.
But so these guys, I hope I'm not coming off like I'm shaming cum eater. Because if you knowingly want to eat cum like that, God bless you.
By all means.
God bless you.
Go to town.
But I'm saying in the context of this movie where
it's nothing bad's going
to
happen because you're eating that cum. It's not like you're putting coconut oil in your
Yeah,
God
come on forbid. Now. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Penile husking.
Penile husking.
Penile
husking. Over there on r/hotwifing. /penile husking.
They just added the penile husking flair over there.
Yeah. I don't really know how Reddit works. Anyway.
Neither do I.
It's hard to say.
I've been plugging and posting in our Reddit for 6 years.
Yeah.
No idea how
to put a link in there.
I'm a moderator on multiple Reddits, sure. I think. I don't know how it works.
And I said that I was grossed out by this scene where the frat guys eat donuts filled with dog cum.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text from a listener who's also a friend, and oh boy, this is hard. This is hard to say this, that I fucked up so bad.
Well, take your time. Take your time.
The dog didn't actually come inside donuts. He came inside of eclairs.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to get your trust back again.
Well.
But now I'm just dedicating myself to listening.
Right.
Yes.
And I think just I want to heal and I want to try and just undo some of the damage that I've done.
Hashtag not all pastries.
Hashtag not all pastries.
Man, Jordan, I got to say, if I it's been a while since I've seen Van Wilder. Mm-hmm. But if I turn it on tonight, because, I mean, I do watch it nightly.
Mm.
Sure.
It's only
it's late afternoon as we record this. when I turn it on, if I see that it's, for example, a cream puff, mm-hmm. if I see a Beard Papa bag there, I'm going to be very upset.
you know, Beard Papa is into penile husking.
Does our cream puff store sound like a weird fetish? Says one Beard Papa executive to the other.
The other says, yes, we're Japanese people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I believe it's a Japanese store.
Beard Papa.
I believe it's a Japanese
store. Anyway, so I just wanted to apologize again,
I accept your apology.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Rick.
You're taking, it seems like you're going to take the time to reflect.
Yes.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Me and David Lynch are going to get together at his meditation compound.
Man, I used to get so many press releases from this nice woman at his transcendental meditation cult. He has a record label. He makes music to do TM with.
Okay.
And at one point he was trying to get together. This woman was so nice. She basically was ready to book him on my show. This was maybe 8 years ago. And only the fact that I would have had to talk about yogic flying kept me from... At one point, the main thing he was doing, he had set aside his career as a legendary filmmaker to focus on getting so many people to meditate at the same time that everyone on Earth levitates.
I mean, that's what's up right there.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I think that's what's up.
That's the guy. That's the guy I want to spend time with.
You're financially sound. Your status as a legend has been cemented. Mm-hmm. Why not dedicate more time to flying?
Right? To get the whole world to fly.
Because what is he going to do that's surpassed what he's done already?
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sure.
I mean, just throwing out ideas here.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But that's me, Celia Cruz. Orestes Destrada was a disappointment with the Marlins. Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hi there, I'm film critic April Wolf and host of the Maximum Fun podcast, Switchblade Sisters. Do you love genre films? Do you love female filmmakers? Do you love discussions on craft? If your answer is yes, you'll love Switchblade Sisters. Every episode, I invite one female filmmaker on, and we talk in depth about their fave genre film and how it influenced their own work. So we're talking horror, action, sci-fi, fantasy, bizarro, and exploitation cinema. Mothers, lock up your sons, because the Switchblade Sisters are coming for you. Available at MaximumFun.org or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Ricky Carmona.
You've been on the show. You know how to come up with a nickname.
How many times have you been on the show? Like three or four times, Ricky? You don't have a fucking nickname?
I'm sorry, guys. I was going against the grain there.
No,
I was going against the grain.
Yeah,
my bad.
You're a rabble rouser.
My bad.
Like Billy the Kid, who we'll be talking about next week.
Well, I've got some Young Guns. I've got more Young Guns stuff. I saw Young Guns 2.
This is an outrage.
I didn't know there was a Young Guns 2.
Oh, there was a Young Guns 2.
Wait, hold on. I want to hear about Young Guns 2.
Okay.
We have some ads.
Right.
Let's get that out of the way.
Sure.
And then hot Young Guns 2 chat.
Okay, who? Of course, every week we're grateful to everybody who goes to MaximumFun.org/donate and supports us.
Yes.
Who else is on the docket this week?
We got Audible. Jordan Jesse Go is supported in part by Audible. With an unmatched selection of audiobook and spoken word audio products, Audible is the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Audiobooks are great for helping you be a better you, whether you want to feel healthier, get motivated, or learn something new. Jordan Jesse Go listeners might enjoy
Vacationland by John Hodgman.
Jesse, look what I had just looked up on my Audible app. Vacationland by John Hodgman.
I saw it on the passenger seat of your car the other day when I parked next to you.
Oh, nice.
It's a great book, right?
Here, it's terrific, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm reading this Vacationland by John Hodgman.
Yeah.
It's great. It's funny. It's insightful. Mm-hmm. It's emotional. Cleverly written.
Yep.
I'm trying to read this thing at the fucking Big Boy.
Yeah.
I got my Vacationland out at the Big Boy.
Who's Big Boy, Bob?
Bob's Big Boy. That's the one.
It's the original.
And I'm getting stuff all over my Vacationland. I'm having to, you know, the guys come, do you want some more water? And I'm having to put the thing down, fold the page. I was thinking to myself, if I was just listening to this Vacationland, I could easily navigate my sandwich at the Big Boy better. And also, you would have John Hodgman's hilarious inflection.
Yeah. Audible's offering our listeners a free 30-day trial membership. Get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial today by signing up. Go to audible.com/JJGo. That's audible.com/JJGo. Or text JJGo to 500-500 to get started.
We also got a nice support message from the folks at ZipRecruiter.
Jordan, I'm a small business owner, and I do a lot of hiring.
Looking for your next great hire, but you're short on time? You just need the right tools, smarter tools.
ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards with just one click. Click.
Then they actively look for the most qualified candidates and invite them to apply.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JJGo. I wanted to enunciate more on that one.
If you want to advertise on Jordan Jesse Go, hit up Teresa at MaximumFun.org. Or if you want to get up on our Jumbotron and share a message with the world, go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and we will make it happen for you. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Hey, this is Griffin McElroy.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
And we've got a new podcast on Maximum Fun called Wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's an enthusiast podcast where we talk about things that we're excited about and things that you're excited about.
Things like overalls.
24-hour Sudafed.
The grand prize game.
The fact that wombats use their butts to kill predators.
The soundtrack to the movie Dick Tracy.
The beach potion we call Bud Light Lime.
All these things and more every Wednesday, and we'll also talk about things that you're excited about.
You can find us on MaximumFun.org or iTunes or wherever. I don't know, just search Wonderful. Google it, you'll probably get there.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Ricky Carmona, the one who has no cool name.
Oh, come on.
I mean, but isn't that in and of itself kind of a cool name?
Thank you. I was trying to be humble. Bitch, be humble. Yeah. All right.
Don't call me bitch.
I'm sorry.
It's, okay. It's a term of endearment in the hip-hop community,
thank
Jordan.
You. Well, thank you.
As someone from the flamenco community.
I will answer with castanets.
I don't know if that's a flamenco
that's
song.
A that's the song that all the women in 7-inch heels with a rose in their mouth do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Who knows what anything is?
Can we address some? Can we address the elephant in our room here?
Mm-hmm. So
it's that. Okay. So I've lived in Los Angeles a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that movies aren't real.
Sure.
Sure.
However, today.
But you did not know that till you moved here, right?
Of course not.
Yeah.
No. Not when I lived in flyover country.
Sure.
As I now call it dismissively. Referring to San Francisco,
right,
by the way.
You're flying over on your way to Canada.
Yeah. I here's the thing.
I love that.
Vancouver, the Hollywood of the North.
Of course, sure.
I'm working on Battlestar Galactica.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a pretty outdated Vancouver show reference.
Yeah.
What's a show that's currently on television?
Arrow. There we go.
So, okay. So, look, I know that movies aren't real. I've lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. I'm used to productions happening on the street. I know that you don't have to do anything a production assistant tells you. And, in fact, you shouldn't do anything a production assistant tells you. Mm-hmm. You should do whatever you can to mess up other people's work days.
So you do what the line producer tells you.
Exactly. Well, they control the purse strings.
Sure.
However, today, and because we are right on MacArthur Park, a famous place in Los Angeles and a great film location, in innumerable films and things, I'm used to our street being shut down
for
filming.
We all love that scene from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang where they run over a hot dog cart. The guy who was working the hot dog cart just takes out a gun and starts shooting at them.
Yeah. So today, and I don't know if this was your experience, but as I was coming down Wilshire Boulevard, the great artery of Los Angeles, and getting ready to turn in, I noticed that the street was blocked off for production. And now I know, as an Angeleno, that you can just turn in and just drive. And eventually, the closer you get to the, what do you call those, safety cones? Not safety cones, the like sandwich board
things. Barricades, yeah.
The barricades. Yep. That by the time you get there, someone will have removed them for you, presuming that you're allowed to be there. But as I turned, as I approached the corner, I saw a giant sign that said, "Filming only. Nothing here is real." And then I'm like, "What does that mean? Are they making explosion sounds or something?" Because usually it's like to assure people that it's not a real crime taking place or something. Mm-hmm. I turned around the corner, and there are the fucking Charlottesville protesters.
Yeah.
It was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is like, it's a group of guys dressed in like khakis and polos holding tiki torches and like Pepe signs.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're chanting the thing, the like, you won't replace us or whatever it is.
Oh, boy.
It was so distressing.
I saw them. Saw all the lights, didn't see the sign that said it was all actors. I was just like, look at these brave souls.
Wow.
Of all the places to stage your alt-right protest.
Look at you guys. Well, this is we chose to live here, Ricky.
High difficulty level. High difficulty level for your alt-right protest.
You know, I think there are a lot of first-generation Guatemalan Americans who really get the film industry,
sure,
how it works,
and
totally understand that this is probably a cutaway for Samantha Bee.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hard to say what this thing is. If anybody, any eagle-eyed spotters out there are watching TV in the coming weeks and noticed a protest shot that looks like it's in MacArthur Park, please let us know, because I think we're all curious as to what the fuck this is for.
Like the most upsetting part of it to me, I think, was as soon as because I had seen the sign first, it was work, but I was able to like be in my head, it's just a movie.
Don't start beating these guys up.
But then there was no one else. It was only that.
It's just that.
There's no, I want to see Don Cheadle punch one of them.
Get Cheadle in here in the War Machine armor to start punching.
So I don't know why we're arguing about this. All of this is actually public record. You have to go in for the permits and stuff like this.
Right, yeah.
So I think if I actually just log on here to the City of LA website, I can probably.
Okay,
just,
so definitely. Actually, take out your phone so that you can.
So this is actually not a bit. I just want you guys to know that I'm looking at going to the City of LA.
You really
website.
Do have your phone in your hand.
Put in the date
tell.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin can wait.
Oh, okay.
You're taking a turn this season.
What's crazy is that they had actually already planned this shoot for that canceled Tim Allen sitcom.
The Last Man Standing.
They decided they'd shoot
it
anyway. Yeah, they'd shoot it anyway, and then they'd license the film.
Right.
You know, to all the shows.
To Roger Corman.
To Kevin Can Wait.
Sure.
To Rob Corddry's Netflix show.
Yeah. Mom. On CBS.
Alice and Janny requested it personally.
All right. Hey, when Janny comes a-calling.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell him that.
So, okay. So, Ricky, I know Young Guns
okay.
as a popular college dorm poster movie.
What? Really?
Yeah. Right?
Young Guns?
Young Guns.
Wow. You're thinking of Scarface.
Well, I mean, pantheon of Scarface. I mean, yes, Scarface is the ultimate college dorm movie poster, but I think below Scarface you have...
Dead Presidents.
You have Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Right.
Pulp Fiction, of course. But I think there's a strata of college poster that includes Young Guns.
This is new knowledge to me. And I am not denying it. I'm unaware of this at all. I didn't even think Young Guns has poster culture credit, you know, that it even like broke into that world.
Yeah. I mean, could have just been my particular dorm floor, which is also Jesse's dorm floor. Do you remember Young Guns posters?
I definitely do not remember Young Guns posters. I feel like I remember one time when our friend Jim had group sex. But besides that, I don't remember. Sure.
Yeah. We just called him Young Guns after that.
I had a Wisdom poster, which was another Emilio Estevez joint. I had a... Yeah.
No one's ever said Emilio Estevez joint
you
before.
Did you just have a bunch of posters that you had like scavenged? That you had scavenged like a Dickensian street child from behind the video store?
I would go to the video store and they would give them to me. Like the video store owners, they just knew that I loved movies and they would be like, take this, take that.
They'd save you anything, Estevez.
I had a Wisdom poster, I had a Maximum Overdrive poster.
Oh, cool.
And then that one was cool because they had like the cool truck. And then like another like just like random poster. What's the soccer movie?
Ladybugs?
I think it was just called like Victory.
Bend it like
Michael
Beckham.
Caine and like Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a Michael Caine, Sylvester Stallone soccer movie?
Pretty sure, sir. And I'm pretty sure it's called Victory.
I bet it's great.
I had that poster because I was just like, why wouldn't I? What are you talking about? Why wouldn't I have movie posters?
No,
Michael Caine plays Pele.
No, I got a Speed from our local video store.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Now, I'm not here to brag.
Okay.
I had a Demolition Man mini poster.
Whoa. Nice.
I got that from my local Burger King.
Right. Taco Bell?
Might have been Taco Bell.
It's a natural tie-in because in the world of Demolition Man, all restaurants are Taco Bell.
They won
the franchise wars.
Yes.
Ah.
Now, when you watch Demolition
Man, it's a very funny movie.
When you watch Demolition Man on HBO, I don't know if any kind of like rights have changed. I watch it with closed caption, and anytime they say Taco Bell, it says Burger King.
What?
Wow.
Freaked me out, dude.
Wow.
Like, the first time I was like, did they just like not get it right throughout the whole movie? Anytime it's Taco Bell, the caption says Burger King.
Sounds like, I don't mean to quote my friends over at Reddit, but somebody took the yellow pill.
Oh.
That's Nuprin.
Maybe it's a thing where there's certain countries don't have Taco Bell. So that for that gag to work in, you know, Canada or something,
sure.
They have to change it to Burger King.
Sure.
I mean,
Canada's a perfect example of a country.
Yeah.
Good word.
Let's say Canada.
Brothers to the north.
Yeah. God love them.
Okay. When
home of Rush.
When something momentous happens
to you. Oh,
wait,
hold on. But there's Young Guns 2, right?
Young Guns 2.
Okay,
right. Thank you, Jordan.
Young Guns 2, which continues the story of Billy the Kid, brings back only. In Young Guns 2, we only get back Lou Diamond Phillips. And Kiefer Sutherland. Everybody else, I believe, the rest of the cast either got killed in the first Young Guns or did not want to come back. But we're also introduced to Christian Slater in Young Guns, too.
Oh,
which
the
is
youngest
great.
Gun.
Yes. Chicago legend actor William Peterson is all up in Young Guns, too. And this is the end of Billy the Kid's story.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, yeah, they wrap it up.
That's interesting, given that the subtitle was, and Jordan, this is for Ricky, not you.
Sure.
Can't stop, won't stop. Young Guns. Young Guns signature hit.
Oh. The fact that there are multiple Young Guns movies reminds me that there are multiple tremors.
Oh, yeah.
I will have these moments where I feel like my life does not mean anything, where I am like, maybe I'll watch all the Tremors. There's like five Tremors.
There's five Tremors. And I think there's a Tremors TV show, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a Tremors TV. It was on an early sci-fi network.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Michael Gross came back for that. He was like, I'll keep making that Tremors paper.
Oh, Gross
paper.
Will be in any.
Yeah,
Gross.
He will.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
He actually played Pele.
No, he didn't really.
I was not a fan of. There was kind of like Young Guns happened, Young Guns 2 happened, and Hollywood was like, so they need. America wants young cowboys.
Right.
And then there was like that ABC show, which was like Wild Outlaws or some shit, and that was horrible. Not feeling that at all.
No.
America's old cowboys. That's what we want.
That's what we want. Thank you.
Then Unforgiven came along. I don't know if Young Guns came before or after Unforgiven. Gas Station TV, that's who you want to tell that to. Anyway.
Unforgiven is a later, post Young Guns and Young Guns 2.
Sure.
You know what my favorite Western is? Sleepless in Seattle.
What? Yeah.
It's also my favorite Christmas movie.
What?
And my favorite sandwich.
Wow!
Oh, no! Ricky, Jordan turned into a cat!
Okay, get some milk in here, quick! We need milk in here, stat!
Wow!
Oh, that's okay, little milky baby!
Little Milky Baby.
Little Milky Baby. Shout out to my DJ, Little Milky Baby.
r/hotwife.
Can I mention, by the way, that like I don't mean to...
I'm just a little milky baby looking for my beard papa.
Rapper Lil Uzi Vert
went
to the Grammys.
Right.
Wearing I don't know what these kind of pants are called. But they're like Jeanco jeans, but they're made of black nylon, and they have a lot of like bondage chains on them.
Oh, okay.
And you would definitely wear them to all the same events as you would wear Jeanco jeans to, but you would also wear them to the Nine Inch Nails concert.
Mm-hmm. I saw some memeing of this before I left the house.
It was astonishing.
Ah.
It was an astonishing choice. I don't have anything further to say than that.
Very
other
memeable.
Than maybe it's possible he thought he was going to the Gathering of the Juggalos. Possible. Okay, when something momentous happens to you, like you wear your Jeancos to the Grammys.
Always.
Give us a call at 206-984-4FUN. 206-984-4. How's fun spelled, Jordan?
F-U-N.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up? Jordan, Jesse, this is Joe from Portland, calling in a momentous occasion. After getting part of my colon removed last year and having an ostomy bag for a year, I just got out of surgery and my ostomy bag is off. It's fucking tight. Got recovery to do, but I think 2018 is going to be a lot less shitty. Thank you guys for the show, and keep the heart as a rock and wet as a river. Catch you later.
That's what's up. Shout out to this dude.
Poop in the big boy potty.
Fuck that bag, baby.
Fuck that bag, dude.
Did he clarify that he had been repaired, or did they just get rid of the bag and just let it go?
They're like, listen, man, you're just going to start shitting wherever.
Let it go.
You're just a little milky baby.
Come on now. That little chocolate milky baby.
Yeah. Ew, gross.
Yeah, sorry.
Somehow you really upped the ante on how gross little milky baby is. Chocolate milky
chocolate
baby.
Milky
wow.
baby.
Yeah.
Going in the big boy potty.
Don't care for it.
I don't like it, as the Scots would say. Let's take another call.
Hi, Jordan and Jesse. I am a huge fan, and I am so excited that I have a momentous occasion that I think you guys are going to love. I just sold my first pair of used panties. I met a gentleman at the North Hollywood Metro Station. I gave him my used panties, and he gave me a nice, crisp $100 bill. So I think I found my new side hustle. All right. I'm going to go celebrate by keeping analogous going all 2018. Thanks, you guys. Love you.
can I have a ride to the North Hollywood Metro station after this? I don't know if anybody's going that way. But
that's why
right there off the 170.
That's why they call it the Arts District.
That's right. <Yeah. laughs>
Used panties really is an amazing business. You have to market them, right?
Sure. I mean, I think there's maybe like a Craigslist culture around it.
I'm sure there is.
I read the our buddy Dori Shafrir wrote that book that had the used panties subplot, and I feel like I learned a lot about the used panty market from that.
Mm-hmm.
Book startup. It's really good. And I think from the plot in that book, it sounds like there's a Craigslist type. That's where it starts. It starts on Craigslist and it goes from there.
Okay. Well, okay. I know that there are some. I think it's almost exclusively dudes who buy dudes' jock straps,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to. I don't think that anyone. Even if I had occasion to wear a jock strap, mm-hmm. which actually I did for a while after my reproductive surgery.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's buying my jock strap.
But I mean, I think, you know, if you – I mean, obviously this person did something unusual. They did a hand drop.
Uh-huh.
A hand-to-hand,
yeah. Right.
Panty to – a panty to grubby
to
little
client.
Mitt to right. Nasty little mitt hand off.
There you go, you little milky boy.
There you go, you little milky baby. Num num. But I mean, I think it seems like you maybe this can happen through the mail, and I think that, you know, if you wanted to go into the jockstrap selling business, I mean, you could present however you wanted to,
right,
on Craigslist. You know, you could find a nice.
Should I try just catfishing?
Yeah, I mean, just straight up catfishing.
So
here's what you do: you describe yourself, and then you find a picture on the internet. Maybe the I don't know the logo from Beard Papa.
Say this is me. I'm a cream puff sailor.
I have tried catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten it to work yet. I think I just need to sort of redouble my efforts.
Mm.
Do you guys mind if I read the bio that I wrote? Because I made a
I
fake.
Wish you would.
I made a fake Instagram.
You're
going to
take out your.
I can tell you're doing it
because
you took your phone out.
Yeah, I gotta. I'm just yeah. Looking it up here, on my real phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're really doing it.
So I just wrote, "I'm a freshwater or marine fish mm-hmm. with whisker-like barbells around my mouth, mm-hmm. typically bottom-dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You may know me as a wolf fish."
Just add shaved and discreet, and I think you're fine.
No, I did have 420 friendly
420
there.
420 friendly catfish. Here for NSA Okie noodling.
Wait, what?
Okie noodling is when the Oklahoma people
uh-huh.
will dunk their hand in the river and pull out the catfish.
Oh, that's called Okie noodling?
Okie noodling, I think.
Okie noodling.
And then what does the National Security Administration have to do with that?
No strings attached.
Oh.
No strings attached, Okie noodling.
Do you, like, mesmerize the fish when you do that? Or...
No, I think it's just pure power.
Really?
It's the power of your Oklahoma mitt.
It's one of those things where you just take your hand and pound a rock at the creek side,
yeah.
and all the fish flop up out of the water and land on the little rock beach there.
Yeah. Anyway, if anybody wants to buy my used jock straps, I'll be up there at the big boy.
The other day...
I usually sit at the counter.
The other day I...
Just ask for the big boy. They'll know.
They know what they
mean. They'll know.
The other day I had my most auspicious achievement as a parent,
mm-hmm.
and I've been a parent now for 6.5 years.
Sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm quitting next year. I'm going to get in my 7 years,
fishing.
Get my pension, and get out of there.
Yeah.
I had both of my older children were with me as Teresa went to do One Bad Mother at SF Sketchfest, her smash hit parenting podcast that everyone should subscribe to. And so I had the 4-year-old and the 6-year-old. 6-year-old falls asleep like instantly. Like she sleeps like a rock. She's basically inconvenienced by being awake at any given time. But the 4-year-old would not go to sleep and was totally distraught that his mother wasn't there, which I understand. I like her too. But he's crying and screaming, and I just started going. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine. Mommy's coming home tomorrow. Let's just rest. We're going to close our... And I fucking mesmerized him.
Sure, yeah.
He just got
yeah.
a fucking glassy look in his eyes. I controlled his brain and shut it down.
You nice. Have a swirling coin, though, too, right? You have a coin with a swirling...
Yeah. And I have those robes.
Sure, yeah.
It's glittering robes.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have a momentous occasion for us, 206-984-4FUN or jjgo@MaximumFun.org. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Ricky Carmona, it's your boy in your ear holes.
Yeah.
Now he's bringing like the heat. See at that? The fucking end of the show.
Yeah, that's what I thought Ricky would be bringing right from the start of the show. And he's gotten it backwards.
I like variety. I like to change it up. You know, be like, oh, shit, you're expecting this. But then I come at you with the other one.
Yeah, you sure do.
He does.
He does. He does it's come true. At you with the other one.
Yeah, I was expecting this.
But then the other one.
But then the other one shows up. Yo,
goodness
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gracious. I thought it was Puerto Rican the whole time.
I'm confused as an Oklahoma catfish.
Mesmerized. Ricky, how are things going at Who Shot You? What's been going on over there with Alonso Duralde and April Wolf?
It has been going very well. I feel like with the show, I feel like we're hitting our groove, man. We're finally like when I get, here's what was happening at first is I try and get everything I want to say in just like one word, and we talk about a movie, and I'm like, I love this movie because it does this thing. And then Alonzo and April, they're professional goddamn film critics.
They're smarter than we are.
They are so sure. much smarter
they're
than I am.
They're very smart people.
So they look at me and they go, that's very interesting. This is how you behave. And then they give their amazing, commentary, and it's great. But now I feel like they finally, I have broken through to them, and they have broken through to me, and... Oh, man, I feel like we're speaking
the same
language. You guys are up
there chatting about blockbusters, indies.
All of it, yo, all of it.
Prestige picks. We're not award season?
Well, we're talking about it. We're not afraid of it.
Yeah.
We have Drea Clark. She is becoming a listener favorite on the show. So we have her coming in more on the regular. Last episode we talked about Phantom Thread. And I brought a boomerang.
sure, as one does.
As one does.
Young Guns 2.
Young Guns 2.
And RC Pro-Am 2.
Right. The entire P.T. Anderson filmography.
You bringing
and
up
And I
those...
consider RC Pro-Am to be a film.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You I was talking up... about RC Pro-Am 2.
No. Well, I don't consider that a film.
Okay.
I consider that an abomination.
Like I Chicago deep dish pizza.
Come
fucking,
on.
That's not pizza.
I consider it a beverage.
Right.
Ricky, one of the reasons that we had to get you in here is that I have been enjoying the show so much. Of course, I'm one of the hosts of Jordan, Jesse, Go, mm-hmm. so I have a lot of say in who gets booked on the program. I said, sure. Well, I've been enjoying Who Shot You so much. We get Ricky back in
get
here.
Get him in here.
Now that
here.
He's a film expert. You liked Star Wars, right?
I did like Star Wars.
Okay, thank God.
I did.
These people who didn't like Star Wars are tweeting at me. Why didn't you talk to Rian Johnson about when the Ferengis blasted into space mode? Why didn't they do this and that and this and that and that? Like, I don't know. Because I wanted to talk to him about art? Making a fun movie that he made?
Yeah. I had issues with Star Wars. You know what's happening is the people who have like these crazy gripes with Star Wars or what have you, they are so loud and so vocal and so that those of us who just have like legitimate like, oh, I had this problem with the movie, but I still liked it. Or, oh, I want to know why they did that. Like we are no longer our sure. voice is diminished right now.
Ricky just We're hates just Laura Dern. It. That's his thing. He's against anything Laura Dern.
No Dern.
I have been down with Laura Dern
Ricky's
for a
down
minute,
with
yo.
Dern.
I am suspect of
have
all these new people.
Have you heard his other movie podcast, Gull Dern It?
I remember you were also one of the hosts of the Wham Bam Pow movie podcast.
Yes,
and
sir.
I remember I got to come on that show and talk about Jurassic World.
Thank you.
And if there's one thing I remember from that show, which was a blast, was that Ricky loves loves Dern.
Thank you.
Nikki loves Dern.
Thank you. I'm saying so. All these
she
new people.
She does it all. Action, drama, get Dern.
Come on now. Get on.
Baron Davis.
Baron sure. Davis. What's Come that? On now.
It's a basketball star she was dating recently.
Oh, I remember that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I date him too. He came in here to do Bullseye. I date that motherfucker. Yeah. He's a fucking dreamboat.
Date
the guy is a dreamboat. He's just a big ball of charisma and good looks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that's what I was saying. So we talked about the last episode we watched Phantom Thread, talked about that, and then we talked about film fashion, which is why I brought up Boomerang, because that movie is like black excellence, yo. Like what people wearing that movie is on point. And then April brought up Rosie O'Donnell and her look in White Men Can't Jump. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I've been so disappointed in myself that we're talking about Rosie O'Donnell, and I didn't give a shout-out to her red dress during the credits of Do the Right Thing is on point. It looks like she bought that dress at Discovery.
Can I ask
Chicago.
You a question? Are you sure we're talking about Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie Perez?
What did I say?
Rosie O'Donnell?
God damn.
I'm like, what Mickey. Did Rosie O'Donnell wear in White Man?
I know, me too.
I'm like, I don't remember that part.
See, this is why you should never have me
You know
on the
where
show
Rosie looks
again.
Good? A League of Their Own. Rosie looked great in that movie.
Really filled out that baseball
out that
uniform.
That Peaches uniform.
I said, Rosie O'Donnell, this is going to ruin me.
There's a video.
The rest of the week.
So there's a video of Rosie Perez. And I don't know if you've seen this. She was a Soul Train dancer before she was a famous celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like 20 or something.
Yeah.
Like she was very, very young. She was
One
a Soul Train dancer because she was fucking popping off in all the freestyle clubs, I guess, and when she moved to L.A. or whatever.
Yep.
And there is, like, if you go on YouTube, there is a montage of all of her dancing on Soul Train. And I don't think I have ever been as aroused by anything in my life as this video. There's no nudity. There's no – and I was not expecting it. I just wanted to see, I was like, well, Rosie Perez is a dancer. Like, I want to watch Rosie Perez dance, you know?
Yep.
We know about that Do the Right Thing dancing, but really, I was just like, yeah, this sounds fun. I thought it'd be a fun, like, watching a clip of Ben Affleck on The Voyage of the Mimi. Just be a fun blast from the past. And I was sitting in my office, my home office, sweating from watching this video.
I don't want to make you too aroused.
Uh huh. Mm.
There's a similar compilation from Laura Dern's time.
Holy shit. Oh man, when she went down that Soul Train line.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
In them high khakis.
In the khakis.
From Jurassic Park. Come on now.
She's doing the hustle.
Yeah.
She's going down the Soul Train line. Maybe it's like, I don't know, Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Shining Star, maybe.
Something like that.
Sure.
Probably Shining Star.
Rosie Perez, the way she would look at you, like she was so disgusted at you, but still be dancing her goddamn ass off.
The faces she pulls in this shit are out of control.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I gotta get Rosie Perez on Bullseye. This
yes.
is like, because I'm thinking about how great Rosie Perez is. Like, how come she's not on my show? She's great on Search Party.
Sure,
I've been watching Search Party. I was like, man, Rosie Perez is so great. So I like tweeted at her, excited. I was like, we'd tried before, but I was like, well, I'll just tweet at her and see if that works.
Yeah, put
she
it out
tweets
there.
Back, love your show. Listen on WNYC. I'm like, great, we're best friends now. I'm never anything else from Rosie Perez. Never anything else. I've been following her for like 2 years trying to become friends with Rosie Perez, and all I get are tweets about HBO boxing. That's like the only thing that Rosie
Perez
tweets about.
That's all she writes about.
100% boxing, live boxing commentary. And I thought I had it. I thought I was in. I'm like, I am friends with Rosie Perez now. Failed completely.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to focus on being the friends with the guy in the Celtics jersey from Do the Right Thing.
I'm having a similar thing with Rosie O'Donnell right now, actually.
Oh, yeah, really? You went on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You met. You flirted a little. It went well.
Right. You hit me with a koosh ball.
What's his? I got Rosie. I said Rosie O'Donnell. I might want to make sure I don't get white boy's name with the Boston Celtics jersey name wrong. He's
Michael
John.
Rappaport?
No.
No, it seems like it should be Michael Rappaport, but it's 2 years pre-Rappaport.
Yeah, okay.
I did have Michael Rappaport on Bullseye, and he liked me so much, he went to his car, pulled out his movie poster, autographed it, and gave it to me without asking me whether I wanted it.
John Savage. Boom.
John Savage.
John Savage.
He's got it.
Savage pull, Ricky.
Thank you. I mean, I had to use my phone. You guys Savage saw me. AF. I pulled my phone out.
You did. You actually used it. Is that joke even going to make sense to people at home who couldn't tell that you were actually pulling out your phone?
To, they're going to be like, appreciate my dedication to space work, which I am famous for.
Which is real, which isn't real. Brian Fernandez is our producer. He's the one laughing loudly outside the studio, almost certainly. Too loudly. If you've got thoughts about that, you know where to send them. Get up on Twitter. Hit up at Gas Station TV. Ricky Carmona, he's the host of Who Shotcha?
Yes.
Out every Friday, ready for your movie weekend.
Yep.
At MaximumFun.org alongside April Wolf and Alonso Duralde. I have a friend who I went for a hike with yesterday, and he told me, you know who's fucking cool? And I was like, who's that? And he's like, April Wolf. And I'm like, yeah, she's hella cool. And he's like, I think I have a crush on April Wolf just because she's so badass. And I was like, fair, man.
Yeah, dude.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Solid badass crush.
Yeah. So check out Who Shotcha right there at MaximumFun.org. Hit us up on Reddit at hotwife.reddit.com. MaximumFun.reddit.com. Hit up Gas Station TV with your corrections at Gas Station TV.
Yeah, and if you want any used undies, I'm going to be hanging around the North Hollywood Metro Station.
That's why they call it the Arts District, baby.
Yeah. And if you're buying my panties, it's the Farts District. Because I farted them.
Hey, here's one thing that I did want to mention before we go this week, Jordan. There's still a few tickets left for Max FunCon.
Get them.
I've been booking up Max FunCon with some pretty fucking amazing guests.
As you do.
You've been to Max FunCon, Ricky. You
yes,
know what
sir.
The fuck it's like.
I know what's up. It's a party.
So I just want to tell everybody, MaxFunCon.com. It is a wonderful, life-changing experience for many people, and others don't care for it.
No.
Very, very few people have ever not cared for it. Very, very few people have ever not cared for it. Hit up MaxFunCon.com if you want those Max FunCon tickets. And thank you for all the dank memes, everyone.
Very dank. Mm.
Everyone out there has been sharing the most lovely tribute.
Nasty meme lords from coast to coast.
Thanks for the memories.
The
memories.
Thanks, memories.
I was thinking maybe we could come up with a few extra Treebee memes if anybody needs anything for their memes.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen I think we've been using kind of traditional meme templates.
Right.
I don't think we've seen a crying Jordan.
Oh,
Am I wrong about that?
No.
I mean, I'd love to see a crying Jordan Treebee meme.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. What about where Kermit the Frog is sipping the tea?
Mmm.
And it says, like, Treebee, and it's just a Treebee fine.
Yeah, something like that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Treebee fine.
I love it.
That's
all the memes, I think.
Is that all the memes?
I think once we do Crying Jordan and Tea Lizard, then we've got...
What about if the Treebee is getting at Pepe?
Well, I don't think... No, let's not do that. Maybe not involve Pepe.
He's like, ow!
Ah!
The Treebee's really taking it to him.
Yeah, I think that'll just be confusing for people.
Can we have people just take regular Treebee memes and post them in the Donald Trump subreddit?
Yeah! You know what? Get over there at r/TheDonald and confuse everyone with Treebee memes.
Yeah.
And
I think there's some kind
doxed.
Of cumulative points on Reddit that they would be losing, but I do not know.
Sure, hard to say. I
mean, also, sometimes people write cake day.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Hard to say. Hard to say.
Anyway, 6 years I've been on that website posting shit about.
No idea
what's going on
None.
There. Okay, Ricky, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.